News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The death toll from those devastating floods in central Texas has jumped to at least 82 people, with 10 girls still missing from the worst hit Kerr County. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us this morning. David, will you bring us up to speed with what we know about what is essentially now a disaster in Texas?
Yeah, it is a terrible tragedy, certainly one of the deadliest floods in America of the past century. And the known death toll now up to at least 82 people. And in the hardest hit county, which is Kerr County, there are 68 people dead, including 28 children. And a search for the missing girls and their counselor from Camp Mystic, which was a Christian camp that was near this river. So there are helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft and drones and all sorts of other efforts going on now in a search and rescue operation that is obviously a race against time. And over the last couple of days, there have been some stories of hope emerging. You know, people found high up in trees,
yeah.
but also terrible tragedy as well, and rescuers describing seeing small body bags and how terrible that is.
Yeah, and it is, and there's some very grim scenes on television that people will be aware of. But federal assistance has been released and is arriving. Is that making an impact?
Yes, as much as it can. And Donald Trump declared an emergency there, and he might visit the scene around Friday. Resources are now being thrown at this, but it is a very difficult environment with huge amounts of debris just kind of stretching for miles, and spotty mobile phone service and so on. These are difficult conditions, but certainly every effort is now being made.
Is there an expectation, David, that the death toll and the numbers missing will continue to rise? Obviously, it's summertime in Texas and people are holidaying and moving around and maybe not in their own localities.
Yeah, I think sadly the death toll will still rise somewhat, and obviously great concern about those 10 missing children, and as time goes on, hopes dwindle for them, we shall have to see if there's any more sort of miraculous stories of survival. This just took everybody by surprise. The Guadalupe River rose 26 feet in just 45 minutes, and it was very hard for anyone to be ready for that. It was like 4 months worth of rainfall in 4 hours.
Yeah. Although you're saying it was very hard for anyone to be ready for it, there has been some criticism of cuts to the federal workforce by the Trump administration, including the agency that oversees the National Weather Service. Is there much conversation like that happening in the States? This reminds me of the air traffic disaster of a couple of months back, where there had been cuts there as well prior to that happening.
Indeed, that is a good comparison, and that debate certainly is ongoing. On the one hand, weather alerts were issued, and they grew over time, but none of it sort of predicted anything on quite this scale. There have been some local officials criticizing the National Weather Service for not warning more about this. However, and certainly that issue, that question being raised of was this a consequence of cuts imposed by Donald Trump and Elon Musk at Doge? Now, there are some experts in this field who say vehemently, yes, cuts are something to worry about, but in this particular instance, actually, it was fairly fully staffed, and this was just a freak of nature that was.
Well, as you say, 26 feet in 45 minutes is an extraordinary change in water levels. Before I let you go, you mentioned Donald Trump and Elon Musk there and the Doge. Donald Trump has called the idea of Musk's new political party plan, this the America Party, ridiculous. What's being said in the States at the moment about this idea of another party off the back of the big, beautiful bill being passed?
There's certainly a fair amount of skepticism about it, because Elon Musk does, as we've seen, have a habit of rushing in and breaking things. But at the same time, a certain wariness because he is the world's wealthiest man. So, you know, if anybody can make a success of a third party in America, it might be him. There's a long history of people trying to take on the Democrats and Republicans and falling flat on their face. Musk does seem to be fairly targeted with this. He said he's going to aim for those swing districts, those swing states where he could make a difference. One or two people are expressing the interest in joining him, but it's still very early days and hard to know if he will actually follow through on this, or is it just a bit of a personal vendetta against Trump right now?
Yeah, watch this space. Look, thank you very much as ever for joining us this morning. That is David Smith there, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.